Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. I'm your host, Anthony Johnson, and as always, I'm thankful to be able to bring you this edition show. We are celebrating the Easter holiday. Tomorrow will be Easter Sunday, so I hope each and every one of you and your family are enjoying yourselves. Let's get started. Donald Trump. Of course, everyone knows he's running for the president for the Republican Party. And the bottom line is that he's going to get the nomination. Ted Cruz is trying in every way that he can, but it's clear he's not going to win. He's not going to get the nomination. Donald Trump has done something that the past few Republicans have kind of dipped their big toe into that river, but never completely plunged in like Donald Trump, who basically jumped in head first, which is he's tapped into the hate, the hatred, the bigotry, the Islamophobic, the homophobic, the sexist bigotry, and the racism of this country. Yeah. That's Donald Trump. And because he's done that, Donald Trump will most likely win the Republican nomination when it's all said and done. People are quick to attack Donald Trump. And I know that I have shown him, absolutely no mercy when it comes to that, comes to him running for president. But the bottom line is, and I already knew this, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is not the reason why he is on his way to pull off the unthinkable, that is to win the Republican nomination. It's the people who support him. That's what where people have gotten this thing all wrong. See, even in the 60s, think of it this way, ladies and gentlemen, even in the 60s, individuals who ran for president had to dial down their racism. They had to dial back their bigotry and Islamophobic, that wasn't happening at the time, but the homophobic. All those things that Donald Trump is using to springboard him, to catapult him into the Republican nomination. 67, I mean, you're talking about the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s. Even the early 2000s was unthinkable. No one would have done it. He did that. Win or lose, Donald Trump can say he did something that no presidential candidate has done, basically, ladies and gentlemen, since roughly the 1940s, 50s. And even those individuals who ran for president back then could never say that they were just that out, that blatant about their race, their racist hate, their hatred. Donald Trump has succeeded where others have all failed. But Donald Trump tried to win the election, win the general election against whether it be Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton will be a little more difficult. See, some things that I like to say, such as black people supporting Donald Trump, is like saying Hitler was misunderstood. Or black people voting for Donald Trump is like going to a proctologist named Dr. Hook. Further, black people supporting Donald Trump is like drinking arsenic to cure a cold. Or black people supporting Donald Trump is like saying slavery was a misunderstood institution. It really wasn't that bad. And finally, black people supporting Donald Trump is like believing that black people who were lynched by the KKK, somehow they had it coming. And all those things that's being said about Donald Trump that I just said are, in essence, there are black people who do support him. You see, because if Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States, there will be plenty of surprises along the way, which we are seeing now on his road. One of the biggest will be the help he gets from black voters. And I know you're scratching your head and saying, well, Anthony, you just kind of gave a couple of things about black people voting for this guy. It's basically what you're saying is idiotic. It's asinine. It's foolish. Yet, Donald Trump has black people in this country, in America, who are supporting him and who plan to vote for him in November. If you bear with me a little. Even according to some of the Republican pollsters, the GOP poll leaders who have been dogged by accusations of racism and most recently for tweeting out a chart. This happened a couple of months ago when Donald Trump had tweeted out the share of murders committed by black people in this country. And, you know, when he was pulled on the carpet to show that those numbers were woefully inaccurate, he stuck to his guns. He basically said, hey, this is the information I got, and I tweeted it out, so sue me. And nobody sued him. He is poised to outperform this demographic group in a general election matchup if he goes against Hillary Clinton. And, I bear with me because there's a reason why I'm saying all this. And boasting of his support among African-American voters, Donald Trump made some false and misleading statements when he said African-Americans, youth, is 58% of them are unemployed. Well, the official unemployment rate for black ages 16 to 19 in January of 2016 was 25.2. That number has been basically in the 20 percentile for the last nearly 20 years. Those numbers have been that way for like the past 20 years. Trump said all. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We've been having some technical difficulties. So thank you for staying tuned. So as I was saying earlier that this is the problem. Donald Trump is basically pulling off some magic, and the fact of the matter is that we are seeing a new birth of black people supporting basically an out-and-out racist. And because that's basically what this is, ladies and gentlemen. These individuals are supporting a racist. And that's unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate because we should be better than that. So let me give you a couple more facts. So if he were the Republican nominee, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, he could get the highest percentage of black votes since Ronald Reagan in 1980. Here's that name again. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan received 14% of the black vote in 1980. And 1980s was not a good year for black people in this country when it comes to the economic policies in this country. And even Reagan had run on a campaign basically attacking black people, calling, referring to single black mothers as welfare queens, and still, black 14% of black voters went out and supported Ronald Reagan. In the end, this is what's going to happen. So, this is how Donald Trump is going to try to defeat. If he runs against Hillary Clinton specifically, this is what he's going to do. If I can tell you right now, his campaign managers, they are excited. This is the first time they can keep telling you that they were excited when Mitt Romney ran against President Obama and over President Obama's second term. Let's be frank, ladies and gentlemen. Mitt Romney never had a chance. Even when he tried to say, Donald Trump and everybody said, well, he should have beat President Obama. How? How was he able to beat President Obama? The only way he was supposed to be able to beat President Obama is because they had a Republican-controlled Congress. But he had absolutely no chance. And that showed in the popular vote. President Obama crushed him by 5 million votes. So he, an 11th grader who loves politics, political science, was able to shut that down. Said no, he had no chance. For the first time since the Democrat was in office with Jimmy Carter, yeah, they're feeling good. The Republicans feel good, even with a Donald Trump. Because here's what's going to happen. Unless Donald Trump walks out of his house and falls off a 100-foot cliff, he's going to win the nomination. So that's already done. The question is now, who's going to win the Democratic nomination? Now, the bottom line is this, and again, I've made this crystal clear. I have not tossed my support for either candidate. I have said that Bernie Sanders' policies identify with my policies more than Hillary Clinton. That's Hillary Clinton. That's why I couldn't have voted for her back in 2008 because her policies just don't. And you know what? That's okay. That's the problem with Democrats, and this is why if she wins, Democrats are going to most. I'm not going to say 100% sure. But if the election, if Hillary Clinton won today and Donald Trump won today and they met in the general election in next Tuesday, Donald Trump would beat her. He would beat her because there is no longer any unity with the Democratic Party. So what Donald Trump and his people are going to do that if Hillary Clinton wins the nomination, first of all, they're going to paint her as a Republican. That's first and foremost. They're going to say, listen, she flip-flops, she talks about she's a liberal, she's not a liberal. Here's her record, okay? She has some issues where she's liberal on, and then here's some issues that she's hawkish on. And even if it's a tie, that there are the equal amount of liberal issues that she, liberal issues and hawkish issues, if it's a tie, that Democratic voting is going to do two things. They're either going to write in Bernie Sanders if he loses, or they're not going to really care about who wins the presidency, and they're going to focus their attentions on the congressional seats, which we should be doing anyway. But I digress. What they're going to do is the Republican Party, what Donald Trump and his people are going to do, they're going to, first of all, paint her as a Republican. They're going to say, listen, a lot of her views line up with ours. Then they're gonna hit her upside the head about her rhetoric about black people in this country and her husband's policies. So Dr. Dyson was on Bill Maher a few weeks back, and he talked about that people need to get over that those policies were her husband's. Right, he's right. He's 100% correct. Those were her policies. Those were her husband's policies. But she was out there carrying his water. She was out there saying things because she supported those things. She supported the crime bill, and she was out there touting it. When they talk about when Trump hit her upside the head with the businesses, the jobs in this country that went away as a result of NAFTA, they're going to say she was at the forefront of her husband making sure NAFTA got passed. So even though they were not her policies, Dr. Dyson, she supported them and she carried the water. She carried the word. She went out and she spread the gospel of Clinton's policies. Okay? When Franklin Roosevelt would not introduce an anti-lynching bill, Eleanor Roosevelt was furious. She did not go out and support her husband. What she would do is she would do all types of things. She would participate in all types of events. She would show her unwavering support to black people in this country. That was her way of saying, I support this bill that my husband refused to introduce, and I'm going to do my part in making sure that black people get a fair shake in this country. Hillary Clinton didn't do that. So Donald Trump and his people are going to hit African Americans upside the head every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and say this woman is not a friend of black people. And we have the proof. And that's two of the things that's going to happen. And I guarantee you that 14%, because right now Donald Trump has about 12%. He has 12% of, if the election was held today, 12% of the African-American vote would go to Donald Trump. Donald Trump only needs maybe 3, 4% or more of that. That will give him, what, 15%, 16%? Wow. That could swing it. That could swing the vote. That could swing the election. This is why I have said in many of my writings that black people used to understand the power of their vote, and they used to use it so wisely. Now they give it away like they're getting a free pair of Michael Jordans. It's ridiculous. It's sad. Black people out here supporting an out-and-out racist in itself should be a crime. I know we don't have laws in this country that, you know, that's freedom of speech. But that's pretty bad. That's pretty horrific. And yet, that's how he's going to, if he wins, that's how they'll be able to do the numbers and say that's how he beat. And just listen, he has said he has attacked Mexicans. And the reason why he'll get a nice chunk of Latino voters, because, you know, talking to friends of mine who have different Latino backgrounds, different Spanish backgrounds, there is a schism with them, because the attitude of, I've had conversations with some people of other Latino nationalities that have said, well, I don't like Mexicans. So, you know, he's a racist and everything, but I agree with him on that about Mexicans. Wow, you do. Amazing. So he's going to get Latino votes too. What we are seeing is Donald Trump is trying to be Ronald Reagan without the difference between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump is simply this. Ronald Reagan was a racist. His venom towards black people in this country is unforgettable, but he wasn't an out-and-out racist. Donald Trump is an out-and-out bigot. That's the only difference between them. And he is going to use the Ronald Reagan playbook in his attempt to win the presidency. I mean, that's it. That's it right there. There is no, you know, I know some of you guys are tired, you're tired of hearing all these political people, analysts that sit here, and he's going to have a few people to thank. I mean, if he wins, he'll have black people to thank. He'll have the Democratic Party to thank because, you know, people keep saying what you want to say. Hillary Clinton, if she wins or not, should be able to not only beat him, but it should be one of the worst presidential drubbings in the annals of this history. And it's not. Every political poll show, and I know people keep coming up, Hillary supporters keep coming up with these polls saying that if she went against him, she would crush him. No, she wouldn't. And in some polls, it has her losing by 7 points to Donald Trump. As I said back in, it is now March, as I said back in January, according to all the polls that they kept bringing out, the respectable polls, the Quinnipiac poll, has consistently said the only presidential candidate on the Democratic side who would beat every one of the Republicans if they win the Democratic nod is Bernie Sanders. If Bernie Sanders wins the Democratic nod, he will crush him. He will crush Trump. That will be one of the worst drubbings in presidential history. And he would try to, Donald Trump, the businessman, the buffoon that he is, would try to run him as a socialist in this country. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most of us know that this country has not really been a quote-unquote conservative nation in quite some time. Even with these so-called organization, news outlets that call themselves progressives. No, they're not. MSNBC is not progressive. And Chris Matthews and all these guys tell us it's more conservative in this country than it is progressive. No, it's not. And when they even interview progressives, when they interview conservatives and ask them about progressive ideology like universal health care, free education, college education for our children, those same conservatives were like, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm with y'all on that. This country is a progressive nation, but we are still fearful. For whatever reason, we still have politicians that are too fearful to make that leap. That's what's going to ultimately happen if Trump wins. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Anthony Johnson Show. I apologize about the technical difficulties in Black Talk Radio, but I'm glad that you stayed in tune. I end this evening's episode with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. Progressives in this country must continue moving forward and away from the Democratic Party. It's been broken for decades, ladies and gentlemen. We just kept plugging the holes of a political party still stuck in the latter part of the 20th century. As I said time and time again, I don't endorse either candidate, but Sanders has awakened the progressive wing of America. You see, for years, the center Democrats and dinos, Democrat in name only, tried to convince us that America isn't ready for progressive ideas and that we should move slow and just keep voting Democrat, all the while watching the party disintegrate as it consistently takes for granted its supporters, as well as watching the political party limp along, ran by buffoons and charlatans. The political party leadership in such disarray that it could legitimately hand the presidency, the most powerful job in the world, open racist. People have lost faith in the Democratic Party. Now it is a call to arms to vote Democrat to keep a racist from winning the presidency. But after that happens and the Democrat wins the White House, then what? Sadly, nothing. Because while the Democratic leadership was insulting us while at the same time telling us to vote for Hillary Clinton, they failed again to tell us that there are also congressional races that are just as important in the election that also need to be addressed. See, if the Republicans retain Congress, the Justice League of America could be elected the president, and even Superman and crew will not be able to get any support from Republicans to get America to the 21st century. You want proof? Just ask the current president. Clearly, the leadership in the Democratic Party is having trouble of walking and chewing gum at the same time. After the 2016 election, I'll say it again, progressives must say adios to the Democratic Party. Good evening.